Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I am your host, Susan Jo Philip, and here are the major news stories of the day. First, we have a news on the historic win for AAP in the Delhi civic polls. BJP finishes second. RBI hikes lending rate by 35 basis points to 6.25%. Jamal Khashoggi murder. US court dismisses lawsuit against Saudi prince inscribes death. Woman and her newborn die following surgery in Alappuzha MCH. Minister orders probe. China cheers as government loosens anti-COVID rules in major policy shift. Let's get into the details. The Aam Aadmi Party swept aside the Bharatiya Janata Party in the Delhi civic polls in a historic win on Wednesday. The AAP won in 135 seats, while the BJP secured 101 seats. The Congress, on the other hand, lagged far behind with just 11 seats. The MCD has 250 votes and the simple majority mark is 126. Independent candidate Shakila Begum has won the Silampur seat in northeast Delhi. The counting of votes began at 8 a.m. and initial trends put the BJP ahead of the AAP by a significant margin, but the pendulum swung in AAP's favor later. This was the first election after the MCD was reunified earlier this year. The RBI's Monetary Policy Committee on Wednesday raised its key lending rate by 35 basis points to 6.25% as inflation has started showing signs of easing and economic growth tapering. Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das also announced the bi-monthly monetary policy on Wednesday on the conclusion of the three-day of Monetary Policy Committee meet. Repo rate is the rate at which RBI lends money to commercial banks. Repo rate is used by monetary authorities to control inflation. Increase in the repo rate means the cost of funds for banks will go up. In other words, this will disincentive banks from borrowing from the central bank. This will reduce the money supply in the economy and arrest inflation. Repo and reverse repo are part of RBI's liquidity adjustment facilities. A US federal judge on Tuesday dismissed a lawsuit against Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in the killing of the US-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi, bowing to the Biden administration's insistence that the prince was legally immune in the case. District of Columbia U.S. District Judge John D. Bates heeded the U.S. government's motion to shield Prince Mohammed from the lawsuit despite what Bates called credible allegations of his involvement in Khashoggi's murder. A team of Saudi officials killed Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018. Khashoggi, a columnist for the Washington Post, had written critically of the harsh ways of Prince Mohammed, Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler. Kerala Health Minister Veena George on Wednesday ordered a probe into the death of a woman and her newborn baby following an obstetric surgery at the Alappuzha Medical College. The deceased is Aparna, wife of Ramjit of Kainakiri. The baby died on Tuesday evening. Aparna was shifted to the cardiology intensive care unit after noticing a difference in her heart rate. However, her relatives created a ruckus at the MCH, alleging a delay in notifying the cause of the newborn's death. They said they would receive the bodies only after the collector intervenes. Meanwhile, the health minister has directed the director of the medical education department to form an expert committee and conduct an investigation into the incident and submit a report. The hospital superintendent, Dr. A. Abdul Salam, said that they decided to perform C-section when the baby's umbilical cord came out. China announced on Wednesday the most sweeping changes to its tough anti-COVID regime since the pandemic began 3 years ago, loosening rules that curbed the spread of the virus but had hobbled the world's second largest economy and sparked protests. The relaxation of rules, which included allowing infected people with mild or no symptoms to quarantine at homes and dropping testing for people traveling within the country, are the strongest sign yet that Beijing is preparing its 1.4 billion people to live with the disease. Even though its border remains mostly shut, citizens cheer the prospect of a shift that could see China slowly emerging back into a world 3 years after the virus erupted in the central city of Wuhan. That brings us to the end of this episode. Follow on Manorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news and be sure to come back tomorrow. As always, thanks for listening to Daily News Dose.